About our voter registration numbers. The Executive Council just met and we've completed the state canvass of voters. Again, the state canvass comes from the county auditors. We want to thank the county auditors across the state for getting the information to us so that we can get it out in a smooth manner. The results can also be found on our Secretary of State's webpage, iowavotes.gov. So you can get information from today by going out to our webpage. Over the past month, there's been some significant changes in party registrations in the state of Iowa. And I think it's important not only to put a press release out, but at least try to put them in some type of context because the numbers are so big. As of July 1st, there are just over 55,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. 1 month prior to that, the Democrats maintained an advantage of over 100,000. In total, the Republicans reduced the deficit by 47,316 voters. As I mentioned, these are significant numbers, and I certainly don't intend to suggest otherwise. However, the reason why I wanted to have the press conference is I think it's important to put them in some type of context before everyone goes out and starts putting spins on the numbers. And I'm hopefully trying not to put a spin, but I'm trying to give you some context about where they're at. Historically speaking, primaries are driven by parties. Nearly all the competitive races were found on the Republican Party this year, with a governor and three congressional districts, a Secretary of State's race, a state treasurer's race. In 2002 and 2006, we had similar results. In 2002, for example, that was the year that Doug Gross and Vander Plaats and Sukup ran for governor. They were highly competitive primary also for United States Senate, where Representative Gadsky ran against Salier. Over the first 6 months of that year, the Republicans increased their voter registration advantage by 20,000. In 2006, which we can remember 4 years ago, we had a high-profile governor's race on the Democratic side with Governor Culver, Mike Bluhin, and Ed Fallon. Over the first 6 months of the year, the Democrats went from a 6,000 vote registration deficit to a 20,000 vote registration advantage. Based on what I've seen as an election official, it's really difficult to draw any definite conclusions about this year's numbers and how they'll impact the elections this fall. But clearly, the primary did have an impact on the political landscape here in the state. No party voters increased. There's 50,000 more no party voters than Democrat voters or registrants, 100,000 more no party voters than Republican registrants. So you can see big shifts in the numbers all across the line. A couple of things to remember that in 2006, after the primary election, the Democrats held a 20,000 registration advantage. In 2010, they hold over a 50,000 registration advantage. With the number of competitive races on the Republican side, I think they were able to attract many new registered voters. I think what it does show is that Iowans are independent-minded voters, and they showed it again this year. Some of the things you can attribute this to, I think, and I'm speaking as an election official here, is that in Iowa, we have certain rules that you have to follow. And if you go back to the caucuses in 2008, you had to declare a party to participate in the caucus. And if you want to see where the registration numbers changed, they changed in 2008 with the caucuses, and then they continued to hold throughout the 2010 election. But for the most part, these numbers are significant. They're big changes. Where are we at today compared to where we at 4 years ago? Those are the kind of things I think they have to keep in context. I'd be happy to take any questions that you might have regarding anything that that comes to your mind that's on the front end here.
Are you suspecting that some of the change of registrations over to Republicans in the primaries, that some of that will switch back to the general election?
It doesn't have to. It usually will catch up with itself, but they're not required. Remember, the general election is a whole different ballgame now. You don't have to declare a party to participate in the general election. It's not something that's required. It's something that usually corrects itself over the next couple election cycles. So we'll see what happens.
You cited 2006 and 2002. Can you tell us what
historically, after the primary election, I think that's the same question that Lynn had. Historically, after the primary election, they're not required to make changes. You don't see the change as drastically. You're going to see, I'm willing to believe that many no-party voters, and we've seen the big number there. You've seen the number there on the handout. I think the no-party voters lost 23,000 on the handout that you had. 23,000 no-party voters switched parties that day. The Republicans gained 37,721, and the Democrats lost 10,045. Will they come back? They don't have to. Historically, you don't see that happen. It'll catch itself up again in the next primary cycle or presidential caucus, which with Republican caucus, you can assume that with Republican presidential candidates coming through this state and with the way the caucus situation works, having to declare a party, that there could even be more gains in the 2012 calendar.
What was the margin of new registrants for Democrats in the 2008 caucus?
Well, I don't have the numbers in front of me exactly, but we went to 110,000 voter registration margin, highest we've been, and I can get those numbers for you. We have them out on our, matter of fact, they should be on our website. If you go to December of 07, then go to January of 08, or take it to February because of the time they were processed. And remember, these numbers are fluctuating every day. Auditors are continuing to update their records, but this is after 30 days from the, pretty close to 30 days from the primary election, you're seeing substantial changes in voter registration numbers. I don't think you can deny that. How do you deny that there's not momentum there? I do think that these are numbers that show some momentum. They also, you put them in the right context, still show that anything could happen. If you take a look at the 2002 election, try to put it in context, Governor Vilsack was seeking re-election. Senator Harkin was up for re-election also. The Democrats had a substantial disadvantage, 40,000 vote registration disadvantage, and those two individuals were still able to be reelected. Talks about the independent-mindedness of the Iowa voters, I guess. But these are big numbers, and I think everybody's going to run with these numbers. I just wanted to put some context into these numbers for you, and then you decide what you want to do from there. Vilsack and Harkin both were able to win re-election with voter registration deficits close to 40,000. Now remember here, if you go back to 06, we said the Democrats had a voter registration margin of 20,000. Culver was able to win election in 10, same period of time. We now have a voter Democrats have a voter registration margin of 50,000, over 50,000 voters. They lost a considerable amount of voters. What does that mean to the electorate? I don't know. What that's to be found out in.
But you're a down the ticket.
Right.
I
think it should give everybody some pause for concern. I think you still have to work. It doesn't mean that anybody's. You can't declare a winner or loser from this, but it does. It does tell you that things are moving. Iowa's independent-minded voters. Actually looking at this, running 4 years later, when the Democrats went from a 20,000 voter registration advantage to a 50,000 voter registration advantage, that's one way you can look at it. Another way you can look at it is, a month ago there was 110,000 voter registration advantage, and now there's less. So. Exactly. One thing you got to keep clear here now, November general elections are completely different than the primary process. We have, and I've been saying this over and over and over again, very independent-minded people in Iowa move up and down the ballot. No-party voters are going to become more sought after than ever. But doesn't mean you have to change your party back, and you might not see some significant changes back until after the next primary cycle or even after the next caucus cycle, which there'll be many Republicans coming through this state, and their caucuses will probably be. And in January or February of 2012, we're going to say there's more momentum with the Republicans or with the Democrats. The Democrats hope their candidate will probably be in place, the President of the United States, and the Republican candidates will be volatile, and there'll be a lot of activity in their caucuses. So what do you surmise from that is that they've got races, just like we did, very similar to where we're at now. In June, we had race for governor, 3 congressional races, down ballot races. If you went and voted on the Democratic side, you had a Senate race and very few other races to motivate you to vote. Well, they have to do what they've always done, be engaged, put together a good effort. I think both parties will be engaged. Democrats and Republicans are now, primaries are candidate-driven, general elections are party-driven. Both parties are going to work extremely hard to get their people to go to the polls. It's about turnout now. And I think the Democrats' issue is motivating people to get that momentum that some people think has been lost, to get them to the polls, to participate in the process. The numbers are a sign of where we're at in the times, I guess. We're talking about a volatile economy, unemployment. There's frustration out there. All this leads to people pausing and taking a second look. I think it's very cyclical. You see it. You can show these numbers both sides, and you always see it when you look at how these happen. Go back and look at primary elections. That's the shift. If you go back to the Grandy, Branstead race and take a look at those numbers, you're going to see Republicans gain big, big numbers during that primary election cycle also. So, anything else I can answer for you that might be of help? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hopefully this gives you something.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming, by the way. I appreciate you coming.